You will sleep better than you have ever slept. You've never been this relaxed. Are you ready to change your life?
I'm Rusty Diamond, certified hypnotist. You don't need to leave your house. You can stay in your bed. You can stay in your favorite chair. You just need a computer or your phone. You can get a hold of me. Stay at home. I'll make your life better.
HypnosisIsGreat.com.
It's Rusty Diamond, motherfucker. It's Rusty Diamond, motherfucker.
Yo, man. Oh, Miss Rusty, what's happening, everybody? Welcome to the Public Access Podcast, the podcast. Maybe you want to play this at 1.5 or something on the playback, and that's okay with me because I know my voice is slow. So, thank you, everybody, for being here. If you are listening to the show somewhere where you listen to podcasts and you find out, hey, you know what? I do this as a video too. You can go to YouTube or Rumble and you can type in the Public Access Podcast. You can find a lot of episodes. Or if you are watching this and you love the content, love the guests, but don't want to look at my face, that's cool too. Then you can go pretty much anywhere you listen to podcasts, type in the Public Access Podcast, not Public Access Podcast, that poser. But the Public Access Podcast, you'll see my face that you don't want to see a lot. There it is. So that's the one you click on and you listen. Again, maybe 1.5 speed, maybe 1.2 or 1.3 speed. So I sound like a quote unquote normal person, but I guess I'm not a normal person. So thank everybody for being here. If you want to check me out, rustydiamond.net or hypnosisisgreat.com. And these special guests I have on, I have one right here. I have a special guest right here and right now. And my special guest right here and right now is Melanie Verstrady. How are you doing, Melanie?
I'm great, Rusty. How are you?
Pretty darn good. Can't complain. Just got back from the, I guess it's a hot tub. It's sort of a hot tub, but seems like a good thing to be doing. Don't do it enough. Can never really do it enough, but it's a good thing to do. How about yourself?
Well, I just did my morning me time, had my coffee, read a book, and now I'm here with you.
Okay. So when you say read a book, do you mean like a bit of a book, or are you a speed reader?
Yeah, no, it's not a book.
Okay. So I've seen this thing recently that they've been doing for people for reading to make it faster, where they just flash a whole bunch of things in front of you, like sort of at once, just like one after another, sort of like what they do on, on YouTube shorts or TikTok or those kinds of things. Mm-hmm. But that people can actually read at that speed, if they do it really fast and you can get through stuff. I guess I could read it, but I don't know if I could retain it. I don't know. There's that, and then they have the certain first letter of the words that they'll sometimes do in bold lettering, and then that's another way to kind of make reading go faster. But I don't really know what the point of speed reading is. I mean, it's great to be able to read it in less time, but it's also, I think that kind of defeats the purpose of reading as well, though, too, because when you're reading, I guess you're hypnotizing yourself in a way, but you're able to kind of picture stuff in your head that is not there. And I don't know if you can do that as well with speed reading. I don't know if you can get into that. Like if I was trying to hypnotize somebody and I said 50,000 words in about 2.5 minutes, and the person there would probably just be looking at me like I'm crazy. It might not be the best, but I don't know. So what do you think?
I'm not into speed reading at all. I like you, I want to like take my time, consume it. If a paragraph doesn't quite, like if I don't feel it land, I'll go back and reread it until it does land. Yeah. And then I reread books over and over and over again, because it's the repetition that helps you actually like absorb it. Yeah.
So what kind of books are you reading? Are they like self-help books? Are they nonfiction books? Are they fiction books? And you're learning maybe how to be a better wizard or
better wizard.
A better wizard.
So the funny thing is, in school, I hated reading, hated it, like with a passion, right? But if you think about it, you're literally being forced to read a lot of dumb shit. Like, I'll just say it as it is. It's a lot of dumb shit. So I will never use this ever in my life, and it will never provide me any value, right? So I'm not into romance novels or anything like that. I'm into anything that helps expand and grow my mind. So a lot of the things I read are like either science-based, metaphysical-based, spiritually-based, psychologically-based. So you could call self-help. There's a lot of, I'll just say that. There's.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. Like the stuff that we read in school, like there's not, I think there's only one book maybe that I enjoyed, and it was also probably because it was a movie, though, too, was the only reason why I think I enjoyed it. But yeah, anything we read in school, just like it, I had no interest in it. And if I'm reading something, I want it to be something I'm interested in or something, yeah, that's going to better me or in some way or another. I feel like just reading, I don't know, reading to read.
No.
Yeah, what's the point? And you know, it's good for, I don't know, it's like watching a movie or whatever. Like you can watch a movie, but I don't know, it's nice to watch a movie, but it's not gonna probably help too much in making a better you. But
I just watch movies to like decompress and like take my, like just give my mind a break, because my mind is working like all day. Well, I mean, all of our minds are working all day, but you know what I mean.
Right. I know what you mean. Are you up early? What time are you like getting up at?
I get up whenever my body wants to wake me up. I used to believe, right, I had to get up at like a certain time. And if I didn't get up at like 5 in the morning or 6 in the morning, somehow I'm this lazy slacker. And every time I would get up like that, and I, you know, my alarm would wake me up and it would scare me awake. I'm like, what? I don't want to live like this. I don't care what they say. This doesn't work for me. So
right.
I don't want to get up being scared and having my adrenaline be the first thing that wakes me up. Like, I'm going to get up when my body wants to get up. And since I run my life and I run my business, I get to do that, right? So that's what I do. So whenever I get up, of course, if there's an early morning meeting, but actually, Rusty, I don't even allow those things to happen. So I normally, this is pretty funny, actually, I normally don't even do podcasts or any meetings before 10 a.m. So like purposely have that space of what I call my me time. So I'm like filling up my own cup so I can like give to the world for that day, right?
Absolutely.
But here I am breaking my own rules, but that's okay. I'm not that rigid. So it's all good.
Is it 9 there or is it 10 there?
Yeah, it's 9. Yeah.
Oh, it's 9. Okay. All right. Okay. Well, thank you for that. Then I appreciate it.
Well, I wouldn't have done it if I didn't want to. So it's totally, it's good. It's good.
Okay. Were you up then? Or did you have an alarm set? And if you do have an alarm set, what is your alarm like?
What do you mean? What is it like?
What do you use a tone, or is it
Oh,
does it say
it used to be Bob Marley's what's the name of the song? It's basically like everything's gonna be all right or whatever, that song.
okay, sure,
Don't worry, don't worry. And then that started like the way it started off like scared me. But yeah, I'm like a deep sleeper, so I need some kind of like disruption in the noise.
Yeah.
So it's the obnoxious like eh, eh.
it works. It works.
Yeah, but
And
I only use it if I have to. Like if I have to make sure that I am not sleeping too late, which I normally don't. Normally the latest I'll sleep is 8 a.m. and then I'll just naturally get up. Yeah.
yeah. Don't know, there's a there's certain times when, you know, I'll have to put an alarm on, but usually I'll wake up before the alarm. It's like I'll set it for, you know, I have to, like, I have something at 7 in the morning. Like, okay, well, I'm gonna set an alarm for 7. I'm up at 5 or something. I'm like, okay, well, that's fine. That's okay. Have you ever have you seen those alarms that are like they're supposed to mimic the sunrise?
What's the sound? No.
There's no sound. It
Oh, no,
just
I don't need to mimic the sunrise because my whole bedroom is all glass right here. So the sun is just naturally coming up.
Oh, okay. So, and that doesn't wake you up. You don't
No,
you sleep.
I just roll over.
Perfect. Okay. So then yeah, you do need that jostle to get you up. So then let's say you do that. What, maybe like a couple times a month on average, something like that. Have an alarm where you need it. I mean, yeah, that's probably because it's really hard. I mean, you think about how many people a day that we're going by that's how they wake up every, you know, at least 4 or 5 days out of the week. And then some people don't get out of that mindset though, that real like fight or flight, jolt you out of bed kind of deal, just always sort of panicked. And
Yeah, I don't like that feeling.
yeah, it's not a good feeling, and it's hard to get to. But then I don't know, it's just kind of hard to be able to be like, yeah, I'm just gonna wake up when I want to wake up. But
I think things are only as hard as we make them.
so how hard was that for you to get to be like, I'm gonna wake up when I wake up?
To like get to that mindset that it's okay to like give myself actual permission.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was me taking ownership of first of all, there's a lot of they say this, they said it's a lot of bullshit, right?
Right.
And since we are the tr like you and I individually, right, are the motherfuckers that get to create our own reality.
Right.
So obviously, you know, if you work for a boss or a corporation, it's a little different than, you know, if you run your own business and you are your own boss. But yeah, I try things that supposed experts say work, right? I try things on. I'm like, well, let me see if I like it, if I enjoy it, right? So
Right.
there is no one way to do anything. It's what works best for you. What, because we just end up putting so much constraints around us, and because they said it was best, whoever they are, right, that we automatically assume they know what's best for us. Nobody knows what's best for you but you. And then you go almost, well, blindly into whatever it is they say, without actually checking in with yourself, right? With your body. How does this feel for me that I'm trying this on? Do I like this? Do I enjoy this? Does this bring out the best in me? Do I feel good when I'm doing this thing, right?
Right.
And if your answer is no, then that's like, well, then that might work for them, but it might not work for you, and that's okay.
Right. And at
Try
that
something
time,
else.
then, yeah. And it's okay to try something else.
You should. You need to try so much stuff, because how do you know what you like and you don't like if you don't try?
Right.
You don't.
Yeah. And I mean, we gotta. It's because, I mean, it's real easy to say I don't like it, and it's I'm miserable about it. I'm miserable. I'm gonna be miserable. But like, you don't have to be. You don't have to be miserable. You can
Try something else.
You can change that. There's literally, maybe not everything. Maybe not literally.
What?
Most everything that you're gonna do is gonna be an improvement upon that if you change something. And it's okay to change, but I mean, so many people are able to get by with this. I'm not happy, feel sorry for me, get that little bit of dopamine that way, as opposed to kind of doing it for yourself. Like, where, like, you can be like, gosh, I hate waking up every morning at 7 in the morning, and but then someone's like, oh, okay, yeah, darn it, like, whoa, that's too bad for you, like, I feel you, and like, oh, okay, I feel a little better. But that's only going to last a certain amount of time, and then it's going to happen again, and you're always searching for that. Eventually you'll find someone who's like, I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck that, like, you don't, you're not like liking what you're doing, and then you don't get that little dopamine fix. Then you have to go find it for yourself. Then you just go and you learn what kind of works for you. And I mean, everything's a little different for everyone else. And you can take what people give and like take advice people give, and they might have some great advice and they might have shit advice. Maybe take a little bit of it. Maybe take a lot of it. Maybe you do whatever, but you just kind of find what's good for you. And I don't know, it's easy to take the easy way out.
I think the greatest thing all of us can do for ourselves is really just figure out who the hell you are. Who are you? What are you here to do? What do you want to experience? What do you want to be, do, and have, in essence, right? And
right.
Then have the courage to be that person. No matter what, no matter what. Don't try to blend in. Don't try to fit in. Don't try to have everybody like you. Like, that's the quickest way to freaking misery. Like, truly, like, everybody is not going to like you. And if that's your goal, right? Like,
right.
I just want everybody to like me, because we, you know, we all naturally want to fit in and we want to belong, right? I mean, we are tribal creatures, we're communal creatures, of course, but that's the surest way to not like yourself, because you're morphing and blending different variations of you to make that person happy, to make that person happy, to make that person happy, and then you just end up miserable because you can't make everybody happy, and then you try to make the people you care about happy, and then they end up resenting you, like,
right.
By doing that, because you're actually not even being authentic to who you are.
Yeah, and you know, I never made myself happy. This is a problem. This is a big problem.
Exactly.
But I'm not going to address it, because I'd rather have people like me. And if people like me, then I'll feel good. But that's, I guess, maybe it could be the case, hypothetically, for someone.
But you actually don't feel good very long, because you're betraying yourself in doing that each time. You're saying you matter more than I do. Your feelings matter more than my feelings. And in our culture, that is kind of shoved down your throat, right? If you choose you, if I choose me over you, I'm selfish. What a piece of shit I am, right? And it's like,
right.
No. If I don't love me, and if I'm not good to me, and I don't respect me and accept you, accept me, how can I be of any good to you? I actually can't. Like, the thing that that cultural narrative of like selfish, right? Choosing yourself first makes you selfish is so backwards. And I'll share a quick story with you, of like in my own experience of how very different it is when you actually remove that lie from what we've been taught to believe. So as a woman, this is pretty consistent for many women, you know, we're taught when we become mothers and wives and, you know, those are our roles and we need to take care of our children and take care of our husband and take care of the family, take care of everybody and everything. And then we're not even in that mix, right? We're not even last. We're not even there. Okay. It's
right.
It's children and husband, dog, house, duties, work, clients, right? Oh, is Melanie on that list? Oh no, she's not even there. Right.
Yeah.
And then you do this over years, you do this over years and society will tell you, you know, there's lots of messages out there, especially for women. Okay. I know for men too, but especially for women of like, this makes you a good woman, a good person, a good mom. You're good. You're good. You're good when you do all these things, right? You're like, oh yay, star on my forehead. I'm good. And then one day you wake up and you're like, I'm freaking tired. I'm exhausted. I'm not even in touch with my body. I'm burnt out. I have nothing to give. I'm depleted, right? And so right. We're taught that we're good when we do that. Oh, it's supposed to be. What do you mean you have self-care day? That's selfish. You got kids to take care of. You got a husband. You got obligations. You got duties. No. And I ran on that old program that call it brainwashing, call whatever you want. It's a bullshit lie, okay? That's what it is. It's a bullshit lie that many of us have bought into that is making us sick and miserable. That's the truth of it. When I got selfish as hell, okay, after, selfish is not a bad word. and actually started to like, choose me first. Like this came after the second divorce of when I was in essence, like, what the hell's wrong with you, Melanie? Right. This was like 7 years ago. I was like, you know what? I don't even know who I am, Rusty. Like, what the hell? How have you gone through? Like at this point, I'm in my early 40s and I'm like, I don't even know who I am outside of my roles as a mother, a lover, a wife, a pet owner, a daughter, a sister, a friend. Who is Melanie? Right?
Right.
And that's when I decided this is about me now, finally. My life is about me because my whole life was about everybody else. It was about making my mom happy, my 10,000 stepdads happy, my husband's happy, my kids happy, my in-laws happy. Everybody was happy around me, but I was miserable. And so when I started choosing me first, the thing that most women don't get and society doesn't actually get. And so I want to really, really let people know what happens. My whole life got better. My kids' life got better. I became a coach in that space. I never even thought about being a coach. I had inner peace for the first time. I no longer gave a shit if I pleased you because that is your problem and is not mine. And I'm always coming from a place of love and authenticity, right? I spoke up. I never used to speak up. Like my life got like 180 different and better. And not only did me choosing myself and being selfish make my life better, it made everybody else's life better around me. I didn't feel depleted anymore. I filled up my cup first so I could pour into your cup, my client's cup, my kid's cup, everybody's cup around me and still feel like I have so much energy. Like there was no more depleted. There was like feeling vibrant and alive and in love with life and feeling just so good. Like, how much better is that for the world when we're coming from that space and that place?
And people are going to pick up on that around you, and you're going to attract those kind of people that are at a, I don't know if I'd say a better spot. but kind of a better spot. Like, you know, it is what it is. And I mean, you're going to be attracting those people, and it's going to be less of, you know, like when you start watching, if people are around you are starting to piss you off, that should be a pretty good sign that, like, there's something within myself that I need to work on. Like, because that's who I'm bringing around. I'm bringing these people on. Like, there's no reason. And go ahead.
Can we dive into that a little bit?
Sure.
I always like to remind everybody that our triggers are our teachers. And we are going to come across people in our life that we may not necessarily like or get along with or vibe with. But, like, we signed up for this variety. We did not sign up for just rainbows and unicorns, okay?
Right. Some people maybe did. Some people maybe have that.
But isn't this, like, okay.
That's how we get better.
Yeah, this game of life is full of variety, right? And none of us have control of what happens out there, right? You don't have control over how your boss is or how your husband shows up or what your kids do or how traffic goes or how the weather goes. We all want to try to control everything, but you can't. The only thing you control is right here. And so you need to, it's shifting your perception, right? Like, traffic may go to shit and who cares? I'm going to jam out on the radio and I'm going to sing my favorite song, or I'm going to listen to Rusty's podcast, or I'm going to just make the best of this situation, right? I could be in line and there could be a pain in the ass lady in front of me at the grocery store, and I'm just going to see the good in her. I'm not going to see her in her being a pain in the ass and taking up too much time, right?
And yeah, you can be like, I'm stuck here. There's four people ahead of me in line right now at the grocery store. This is going to be fucking miserable. Or like, shit, now it's like, I got a little bit of time and just kind of enjoy. And, you know, some people are going to be freaking out about it, obviously, but I don't have to. Like, I can just, the same with traffic. Yeah, I can get into the spot. And then people are going to see, like, why is this person so happy in the middle of traffic? Like, what the fuck is wrong with them? But they're like, well, wait, but what's wrong with me? Why don't I feel that good in traffic? And then that means just that could go and lead to a whole domino effect of, why don't I feel good like that in traffic? Why can't I feel good like that in traffic?
Exactly. Why can't you? It's always a choice. It's like, we can be so addicted to our own fucking misery. And if you have any knowledge of universal law, all you're doing is bringing more misery to you by staying stuck in that. At any moment in time, you have free will to choose better. You can see the good and you can see the bad everywhere and in everything. And wherever you focus that on, know that that is exactly what you're going to see. So I could see the terrible in the world if that's really what I wanted to look for, right? There's lots of examples of that. And there's lots of examples of the good. Which thing is going to give me a higher quality of life? And this is not about, well, you know, you got to be realistic. This is going on in the economy and this is... No. I don't want that reality, okay? I want the reality of I get to choose it and I want to feel good. That is my dominant intent every day, because I know that if I were to get sucked up and everybody around me has to be this perfect way in order to me feel good, I will never feel good. It's not even possible, right? Very few people will show up in a way that you need them, right? So we all have conditions. When I make X amount of dollars, then I'll be happy. When I have the perfect man or the perfect woman, the perfect lover, then I'll be happy. No. You must be happy first, and then the manifestation comes. It's not when I will believe it when I see it. Nope, it's the opposite. When you believe it, then you will see it. When you feel good, then you will see it. Not when you are like, I need X to happen, and then. No, then your whole life, you'll be like this.
And the teacher appears when you're ready to learn the lesson. I mean,
well, you're the teacher.
Sure. I mean, yeah, you're your own teacher. And so, I mean, whenever that happens, whenever you're ready, whenever it's there, and then it's like, okay, well, and it's, yeah, I mean,
but what like is you were ready saying, anyway? What is ready anyway?
I guess just being open to it. And like, realizing that you can.
Yeah.
And that, I think that's such, like you were saying, it's such a hard thing to go into of I can or I could. It could happen. We're just so much taught to believe no.
Negative.
Yeah. I mean, like, how, like, what marriage or a relationship or whatever, like how often is it like it's always like depicted as this horrible fucking thing, like, oh, you gotta go fucking, like, gotta make sure it's okay with the wife, I have to go fucking see the old ball and chain again or something. Like, that's just how relationships are, and that's like what we're expected to have when we're older. And then it's like, well, why does that be like that? Like, yes. Sure, like you can go that way, but like it's not gonna, you might get a few fucking quick laughs from a few people, down the bar or something that you're yelling at to, but you know, it's going to be just that quick little thing. And you have to then search out the finding good or, you know, like feeling good, but then not having it in yourself, not being able to replenish that yourself, having to go find it. You may find it, you may not. And if you don't, then you're just gonna be fucking miserable anyway. So why not get feeling good for yourself? It's,
and who wants what they have anyway? Like, truly, if you look at the majority of people's relationships, it is a very good example of what not to want and what not to have. And
absolutely,
so stop settling that, right? And then understand, right? You can have whatever kind of relationship it is that you want, and it may involve you doing some damn work to start to remove all the barriers and the reasons that you think that you can't. Because right. If you think that you can only have this kind of partner and this kind of relationship, and that it's, you know, like, here's a common thought that most people believe. That the romance and the passion in relationships fade. That the honeymoon phase fades. And that truly, and then they just turn into roommates. And that's just the way it is, right? It's just right. The way it is. It's normal. Everybody's like that. Look at your family. Look at your friends. Who do you think you are trying to have something better than that kind of shit, right? It's
right.
Like crabs in a bucket. And it's like, no, I don't want that. And I will not actually accept that. And I will do the work inside myself, whether I got to work with a coach or somebody else, a therapist, it doesn't matter, to help me shift that limited, minimal, boring ass mindset.
Yeah.
Because what I want is hot and wild and fun and primal and passionate and like the most incredible love affair that has ever existed that blows away any stupid Hollywood movie or any book that ever existed, right? And it's
absolutely.
Like, and then people will say, well, you need to be realistic. No, fuck that shit. No,
yeah.
I don't. This is my reality. You can keep your crappy, boring reality over there of having sex once a week or once a month with your husband. And you, it's actually like obligatory sex. So ew, you can stay in that space. And you can create that reality if you want. I'm creating this reality, right? And the truth
right.
is we all have that ability and that power. And so just stop buying into like all these little boring boxes, like explode all those boring boxes. Yeah.
Yeah. And like, what if someone's like 25 or something? I'm too old and set in my ways. You know, one of those.
You can't teach an old dog new tricks kind of crap.
Yeah, you can't teach an old dog new tricks. Like, this is what I know. Like, it's just too late for me. What do you tell someone with that?
There's so much to unpack here.
Uh-huh.
You were wired that way due to your upbringing, due to your environment, due to what you watched, what you paid attention to, what movies are you watching, who are you listening to, what are you believing, what are you buying in to be true? And these things become you. It encodes your nervous system, your subconscious, your unconscious, whatever words you want to use. It wires you in a certain way. And the beautiful thing is you can be rewired in another way. Like, this is the magnificence that we are, right? So it's a pattern of thought. It's a habitual way of thinking that when you think in a certain way, over time, the repetition will turn it into a habit. What is the habit? The habit is, like, in essence, your personality, right? That's part of, like, what is a habit? So if you have a habit of thinking negatively, if you have a habit of believing I am not the creator of my reality and I'm a victim of my circumstance, then you are sure as shit to continue on that path until you get a little, oh, you mean I did this? So I can do something else? Oh, magnificent. How do I unlearn all this bullshit and then relearn something that's so much more powerful? Yeah.
It's going to take a little bit of work, but
it's so worth it.
Yeah.
It is so worth it.
Right. And I mean, what do you tell someone, like, if they don't want to do the work, then what? Then what? They're like, I don't want to do the work. Then it's like, well, then fuck. Like, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to tell you. But look, the grass over here is pretty fucking nice. Pretty fucking green. Like, you can come and check it out. I'm telling you, like, if you do a little bit of work from yourself, you don't need to do a bunch. But I bet if you start with one thing, it's going to fucking go to more than one thing. Like, you're going to keep going like, oh, okay, well, this is something I've neglected for years and years and years, and I didn't realize it. And that's why I'm doing this, because I have this fucking thought in my head that is ridiculous when I'm looking at it. And there's something that I've thought for fucking decades, but I can just work through it in this short amount of time and I can get better. I can better myself. I can be happier.
Yeah. Imagine that. I can have a fulfilling life and I'm not a powerless victim of circumstance. There is not, God is not a deity in the sky that either condemns me or loves me. Oh, well, I guess I just drew the short straw or something, or was dealt some bad cards, whatever words, whatever. The victim mindset is powerless. And there's nothing good that comes from that. There is nothing good. It's mediocrity, complacency, and misery. And then you get to, like, you're on your deathbed and you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Like, you can get that little pat on the back, like, oh, okay, I feel bad for you. And like I was saying earlier, and that's it. That's the only thing you get. And then that's what you're chasing. And that's fucked up in a sense. Like, I went that route I had that for, I don't know, let's say maybe 7-8 months.
Of the pity party.
I pity partied and I denied what was going on, and it was miserable. Nothing was happening. And then then I got into, like, working on myself, and I was like, oh shit. Well, this is fucking stupid. Like, why? What have I been doing these last 8 months? There's nothing I can do that's gonna change what is happening, but I can change everything that's happening. And then that thing's just gonna be, it's just the way it is. Like, I couldn't there was a lot I couldn't do. Like all of a sudden, like, you know, I couldn't do physical stuff. And I'm like, oh, okay, fucking poor me. Like this is it. Like, fuck me. What the hell? Like, but then I'm like, okay, well, now I can work on myself. Now I can do a lot of things. And now I'm feeling good about a lot of other things. I'm changing the way I'm thinking about things, the way I'm seeing people. And like, I learned real quick that like feeling bad for myself isn't going to get me anywhere. It got me nowhere. It got me fucking depressed. And like, it's okay to be depressed sometimes, but that shit sucked. That's not anything I want to fucking go back to. It's not fucking worth it. Not fucking worth it at all to be like, and like, you know, being like in, you know, hanging out with people that I don't like too, like at that time. And then, so it was like kind of all like, once I got into hypnosis, then it was like my it took me till I was, you know, mid-30s or whatever. And then I was like, well, shit, like I'm hanging out with people I don't like. What the fuck am I doing that for? Like, what, why I'm hanging out with people just to fucking hang out with people. Like, I really don't like these people. I'm not getting anything from them. Like, they're not getting anything from me. And like, I'm bad at fucking pretending I like people. And so like, who wants to hang out with that guy that's like, dude, like fucking Rusty doesn't like this person. Like, why is he here? And just even that was like, oh yeah, well, I guess, yeah, I don't have to hang out with them. I don't have to like them. I can do what I'm doing. Like, I'm not gonna try to be something I'm not to please someone else who doesn't matter. 'Cause then I'm, like you said, then you're not yourself. I'm not myself. And who the fuck wants that? Who wants to be doing that all the time? That's fucking exhausting. It's exhausting and stupid. And there's a lot better ways to do that. And you can tell people to fuck off and you don't need to like be around them and it's okay. Maybe you don't say fuck off to them. Maybe you do. If you want to, you can. But you don't have to fucking do stuff yet. You don't, that's not making you fucking feel good.
Yep, exactly. And it's that program that, oh, you're selfish. If I could just obliterate that, that would be fantastic. But we all have to do that within ourselves. It's selflessness is the sure path to misery. And I'll say this. You're no good to no one when you're depleted. You're no good to no one when you have an empty cup. I don't give a shit what anybody else says. What are you giving? It's nothing. It's like dust. You got
Right.
nothing. There's nothing to give. And so if there is an ounce of anything to give, it's not you at your highest and best. It's at your least.
It's the real shitty version of you shows up.
There's nothing. There's
Yeah.
nothing. Yeah. So when you fill up your own cup, I know it's a cheesy line, but it's so true. And you genuinely give yourself self-care, nourish yourself, love yourself. Don't wait for the guy to do it. Don't wait for the girl to do it. Don't wait for the perfect relationship. Oh, I just want to be loved and taken care of and somebody to give me a hug at the end of the day and let me know that they're there for me. Be that person for yourself. Okay? You looking for the outside world to like fix you, make you happy, fill up your cup, all the crap is like the surest way to end up unhappy. There are no two halves to a whole. When you know, it's like you complete me crap from like
Which
Jerry,
is fucking
right?
stupid.
Yes, you're not a half, and he's not a half. When you come together as two wholes, that's a fucking power couple. Okay, people,
Yep.
that's a power couple. I am great on my own. I am great on my own. And together, shit, watch out. Watch out. Because, like, we are two of our best selves and we push each other also to even be better, right? We call each other out on our shit lovingly, respectfully. We see the best in each other, right? And then we see also the humanity in each other and the humility and the love. We see the good and the bad. We see it all and we love it all, right?
Right.
And from that place, a lot of people are calling that like a conscious relationship. From that place, wow, like the life that you can create together is, you're unstoppable, truly.
Yeah. And I mean, it's with that too, like, yeah, so many people are looking for their other half. And it's like, it's one of those things, like, how do you tell someone, like, that's a bunch of bullshit? Like the thing with the this another one that's like I bring up a lot is the butterflies in your stomach. Like, when you have butterflies in your stomach and everyone's like, oh, that's when you know you found the one, that's usually a sign to get the fuck out. Like, that's that's your body telling you, like, okay, there's something very uncomfortable about this. This does not feel right. Like, be on guard. Like, then that's like the one that you should be like, okay, this could be fucking trouble. This is possibly trouble ahead. And I don't know. It's there's a lot that we were taught, and whether it's to make us not be our best selves because then that's easier to manage, which I assume mostly is why that's kind of taught as a blanket statement to the whole population.
What's the blanket statement?
Not having us all at our, like, at our best, like being fucking feeling down and feeling like, you know, we're only, or I guess maybe not knowing, but only working at maybe 50% capacity. Whereas if we're, you know, all working on ourselves, like, I don't think that they, you know, going back to they, are going to want a bunch of people that are working on themselves, bettering themselves, because that's a bunch of people that are like, yeah, like, you're not able to be controlled. And I think that's a lot of people with relationships too, like people who don't do it, like who aren't working on themselves, they are fucking easier to control. Like, they're not trying, like, it's just like, they're okay, they're just going to be, that's what they do. Like, that's, and then eventually, like you said, you're going to run out. And do you think everybody eventually hits that breaking point? Or you think there are some people that could get by without, and then eventually somehow just make it to the life, maybe if they die early or something, and just sort of get to a point where they don't fucking break?
I don't know. It's the interesting thing about us as humans is we are so damn stubborn, right? It doesn't,
right,
you don't have to come to like bottom or a breaking point, or just get to a space that it is so dark before we shift and before we change, before we're like, oh shit, there's got to be a better way because I can't stay on this path. This is too painful, right? It doesn't
right.
have to be that way. Like, you can make this choice at any moment in time, but there's something about our stubborn asses that sometimes it takes that, like, you know,
yep.
And like, you know, that's what happened to me. Like,
me too.
It took two freaking shitty divorces to finally be like, are you awake?
No, are you awake now?
Yeah.
Just get out of it. Like, stop. Yeah. Just that pattern interrupt and getting to that point. Like, and it seems like it can be so scary to someone to think that, like, to fucking topple their whole thinking pattern for their whole life.
The unknown,
and to say it's wrong.
The unknown can be a really scary place, but I will say to everyone listening, the unknown is where your power lives. The unknown is where the success is. The unknown is where the best lover you've ever wanted is. The unknown is where all the good shit is. Okay. The known is what you've already experienced. You already know what that is. And the thing about how we can be wired, right, is that we, I don't want to say chase, but we go for the known. We go where the comfort is. And it doesn't matter if it's dysfunctional or abusive or fucked up. We're conditioned to seek out what feels comfortable, what feels safe. And I'll even use that word lightly, safe. So I did some air quotes here because, you know, growing up, if you grew up in an abusive situation and say the father was abusive or the mother was abusive, you will seek that same thing in another, or you will become that because it's known and it will feel safe because you know it, right?
That's a fucked up one to get.
Yeah.
And to learn.
Yeah. And a lot of people will be like, I don't understand why she, you know, anybody would stay, like her husband physically abused her. Why would she stay in that, right? This isn't logical. This is not logical. This is our condition. This is our nervous system. It's our nervous system and it runs us. It's our autopilot. 95% of everything we do comes from our autopilot nervous system response. And so it takes the awareness of, oh, this isn't quite working for me anymore, right?
Right.
And somehow, right, that awareness somehow is one of those, psh, psh, this sucks moment, right? Of like, okay, you know what? The unknown seems a whole lot better than this known crap of this crappy relationship cycle that I keep finding myself in or whatever it is, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I mean, so, but then how do you get people to get to that spot earlier before? I mean, some people like you or I fucking need to get to that. I feel like there's not really another way to it. There's so many lessons that I have to learn by fucking up horribly. And then like, oh yeah, like I probably should have listened when someone said it a long time ago, but I had to find out on my own. Yeah. But like, how do you get someone to start heading down that path? And they're like, well, wait a minute. Like, I'm on a bad path. I want to change this now. Like, how do you get to someone before they get to that point where, as I like to put it, where they shit their pants? And like, I mean, because once you shit your pants, then like, you can do anything. You can do whatever. Like, nothing's worse.
You can't get anyone to do anything. They have to want it.
Good point. Very good point.
They have to want it for themselves. There is no amount of anything that anybody can tell somebody else that will make them do anything. And a lot of times you'll notice that when you try to push that, right, and then you find resistance because they're like, I'm not going to listen to you. I need to come to this conclusion on my own. So if that means they have to, you know, quote unquote, learn the hard way, then so be it. It's their life. It's their path.
Yep. And I mean, like when people tell me they want to quit smoking cigarettes, and I fucking hate doing stop smoking hypnosis because a lot of the time I'm like, do you want to stop smoking cigarettes? And like, well, you know, so-and-so wants me. I'm like, then fucking call me back later. Call me back later. Like, it's not going to work. Like, don't feel bad about it either. Like, you're fucking like you like smoking cigarettes. Don't fucking feel bad. I smoked cigarettes for a long time. And like, I would have people be like, hey, you should quit. I'm like, okay, well, yeah, I probably should. Like, oh, damn, like, yeah, mind your own business. Like, I'm fucking paying for these things. And you know, what are you going to do? Like, if someone doesn't want to do it, they don't want to do it. And they'll want to do it when they want to do it. And that's okay. It's totally fine whenever you're good to get there. And I hope people get there soon.
And here's the other thing too. Okay. Like, who is anyone else to dictate what another person should or should not do? You are not them. You have not lived their experience. You technically don't know what's right or what's good for them. Only we truly know what is right and what is good for us. Truly.
Right.
Nobody else could ever live your experience and feel the things you feel. And or like, I know we all, you know, have what we have, like good intentions, right? But that's how so many of us get in trouble. Of course, this is outside of an expert professional opinion, right? But when we're listening to our friends and our family, and they're telling us, you should do this, you should do that. The word should, it's like you're shitting all over yourself. Should. Listen, it's my life, my experience, and I'm going to do what I want to do. And you don't have to like it. You don't have to appreciate it. You don't even have to agree with it, but this is my experience. In my body, in this lifetime, you have yours, I have mine. And it's like, we're so easy to be like, you tell everybody how to live their life, but we don't want to go, oh, I don't even run my own life. Who am I to tell anybody how to do anything, right?
Right. But there's also the knowing that you're saying that about yourself, like who am I? Like some people don't even know that to like be like, who am I to tell someone? They're just fucking telling people that without like, oh, who am I to tell anybody? It's just like, well, I can tell you what to do. Like I probably know. And so, I mean, it's like, it's ridiculous. It's fucking stupid that there's that much of people wanting to. Like what is it? Why does that person, what they're doing, matter so much to you? What is it about yourself that you're not getting? And then that's a whole fucking other fucking thing to open up, which is a great thing to fucking open up and learn about.
It's normally when we are judging others, when we're so in our judgment of like, you should do this and you should do that. And you, it's a, what's the word I'm trying to look for? It's a detraction. Is that a word? It's like, I can't look at me. I can't, right. I'm refusing to look at me in my life. So I want to point out all your flaws, 'cause that makes me feel better.
That's a big fucking thing in this world, at least in this country too, I guess.
Yes.
I mean, yeah, it's real easy to be like, well, yeah, I've never done anything to improve myself, but like, I see what you need to do, but yeah. I don't need to do anything. I'm pretty good. I'm pretty good. And then, but you're not, you can always be better. You can always be better. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's okay to be better. It's okay to get better.
Better okay is beautiful. Better. We are built for better. We're not built to stay still. We are built to be more, to do more, to have more, to desire more, to expand. The whole universe is built on better. Evolution and growth built on better, right?
Right.
Species, plants, the earth, the solar system, every living thing is meant to expand and be better. It's a beautiful thing. It's what we're here for.
And why can't we?
You can.
It's that easy. It's really that easy. Like when you break it down, it seems like it can be so overwhelming, but like all it takes is one thing to work on yourself. Like work on one thing about yourself. Learn one thing, why you do something the way you do something.
That you don't like, right?
That like you don't like.
Examine. Introspection and self-examination are beautiful and powerful. Like when you can start to dig into what makes me me, why do I believe the things that I believe? It's in essence, do my thoughts, beliefs, feelings, perceptions, whatever, do they move me in the direction of more, more growth, more success, more love, more fulfillment, more health, wealth, happiness, whatever more is for you, right? Does it move me into more or does it limit me?
And
if it's limiting you, you're moving in the wrong direction.
Yeah. And hopefully you can see that. And if you don't see that, then eventually, maybe you will. Eventually, maybe something will happen. And it sucks that it's an unfortunate reality that sometimes we have to get to that point. But then how beautiful is it then that that's something that you can completely change about yourself, something that is able to, you know, better yourself, learn about yourself better. And then that will in turn, like maybe other people are gonna be like, oh, well, you know, like, yeah, man, you used to be kind of a shit fuck, but like, now, like, what's the deal? Why are you better now? Like, what's been going on? Like, well, you know, like, I guess I've been working on myself. It's something I neglected for fucking decades and decades, but like now, I'm doing stuff for myself. I'm better myself. I feel better. I feel like I can be better for someone else and be better for myself, I guess is really what it boils down to. Because just fucking, I don't know, find the time. Find the time if you can. If you don't want to, then don't do it. But don't fucking complain about feeling bad for, don't complain about the bad shit if you're not going to change it. I guess is if you're like, well, yeah, there's nothing. I don't know what there is, what you cannot fucking change or find some way to change how you feel about something.
I think a good way for people to kind of look at it that can be simple is like, recall when you were a little boy or you were a little girl. Think about, like, I feel like 5 was a really magical time for like most of us. That genuine excitement for life, innocence for life, just pure joy in its most beautiful form. Remember what that felt like. Like, take yourself there. Try to look at your life with those eyes, right? Those eyes were so pure and just, it's like, it's almost like if you think about it, Rusty, it's like Christmas Eve, right?
Right.
Christmas Eve, like you're like, oh, so excited. What is Santa gonna bring me? And you're just like, it's so much beauty in that purity and innocence, and it's just so authentic, right? Remember before life happened to you, what did that feel like? Because that is like your genuine state of being. It is genuine joy with like anticipation and excitement for more. Like, I'm happy with today, and I'm so excited about tomorrow. I am so good with my today. And I can't wait to see what happens tomorrow, kind of a thing. Like, bring yourself back to that place, because there's so, like, that's where your power is. That's where your power is. That's when life will start to shift and change and get good. Remember that state of being and bring yourself there as much as possible.
Yeah, and like you were saying, like 5 years old, like I usually tell people like how you are when you're like, watch your kid when they're 4 years old, maybe 5 years old, and like that's probably what they're going to be like. That's what they're going to probably be into. That's probably how they, like if they want to have a good life, like you're saying, like that's probably how they should be acting, however it is they are acting when they are 5 years old. Like, go, if you can go back and you remember what it was like when you were five, what it was that made you happy. If you're doing something like that, like your life's probably all right. You're probably doing some things okay. And
Yeah, and the truth that a lot of people, I think, forget. This is like a remembrance. It's like, you're here to feel good. You're not here to suffer. You are not here to suffer. There is nothing about what we call God, infinite intelligence, spirit, whatever you want to say, that wants you to suffer. And you are creating your own suffering, okay? And that might be like a, what? No, I'm not, right? It's that person's fault, that person's fault, that person's fault. But it's like, but you're in charge of your choices. You are in charge of your decisions. You are the one that married the person. You are the one that chose that job. You. And it's not to blame yourself, and it's not to shit on yourself, but the sooner that registers, the sooner that light bulb goes, okay, the sooner you can start to make changes and shifts in your life, because you chose that. And only you can choose different. Nobody else can do it for
Yeah, and
you.
that's a lot. It's simple, but it's a lot, and it kind of means everything. Like you're the only one who can change who you are and change what you are and how you perceive whatever. Some people may call it living in a fantasy land, but like that's just
I'd rather
that's
live
an
in
easy way.
Fantasy
Yep.
land. I'll live in fantasy land.
Yeah. Because yeah, I'd rather live in fantasy land than fucking live in misery land and just
Yeah.
like the fuck are you gonna do? Like why do it when you don't have to? Like there are different ways to do a lot of things. And we were talking about that at the beginning. There's more than one way to do pretty much anything. And just being able to find, just being able to change one thing. One thing, I doubt anyone's going to change just one thing, but a lot of people can change zero things. A lot of people can stick it, I'm going to change nothing. But people who change one thing, there's not a lot of people who stop at one. I think it can become sort of a,
Healthy addiction.
a good healthy addiction. And so, yeah, it can keep bettering yourself. And if people are wanting to better themselves, working with you or find you or anything of that sort, how are they going to do that?
Yeah, so the name of my company is called The Wild Heart Life, exactly how it sounds. And they can just look that up, thewildheartlife.com, or they can look me up on Facebook or Instagram as, Melanie Ristretti, or I am Melanie Ristretti. And any of the different ways that you can work with me will be on the website. Yeah.
Okay. And are you from Michigan?
I am. Yeah, I'm in Arizona now.
Okay. Like by Detroit, that side?
Yeah, like the suburbs of Detroit. Yep.
Okay. All right. Just I would hear it every once in a while. I'm like, yeah, probably. But okay. And so yeah, with people, yeah, work with you and then I mean, why not work with you and why not feel better? Why you guys you can stop right now if you listening, just you all you have to do is just it's a lot easier. You probably don't even need to pick up a phone. You can probably just pick up your phone and send a message and then you're on your way. First thing's done. First thing's done. All you gotta do is yeah, take that first little bit.
It's like if you don't know the how, then you find someone who does.
Right.
Like you don't have to stay stuck in wherever you are. You don't have to stay in the crappy relationship. You don't have to keep the pattern of choosing the wrong partner. There is no part of you that you have to, if you no longer like it or it no longer works for you, that you have to stay in. Like there's a, I could say, like I take all my clients through, in essence, it's like a blueprint, right? So it's a part of unlearning. You learned this way of being, and now we need to unlearn it and then relearn, right? What the truth is. And the truth is the truth. Your truth, not my truth, not Rusty's truth, your truth. What it is that you came here to be, do, and have, that's what we create together. Yeah.
And so how, and it's not easiest thing to take in and accept that that's
It can be
something.
easy. It can be just that easy.
Then, yeah.
How about we just stop saying everything is hard? How about we just stop saying that, right? Like, why
Yeah.
can't things be easy? And things continue to be hard for us because we believe they have to be hard. Finding a good partner is hard. Making a lot of money is hard. Going through this healing process, it's hard. So what do we do when it's hard? We just give up. Forget. It's too hard. I don't want to do it. Well, you're going to continue to live your life. You're still here. So you may as well make it fucking epic, okay?
Yeah.
It
Right.
may as well be like, holy shit, I gotta pinch myself. How is this my life, right?
Yeah. And that's a fucking great problem to have. And so if you want that to be your problem, you get a hold of Melanie. And so, Melanie, thank you so much for coming on here and talking about what we talked about. I don't know where we're going to go, but we're going to talk about where we got to, but I'm happy we got to where we got to.
Yeah.
And, yeah, you're very welcome. And yeah, we'll keep in touch. All right.
Sounds good, Rusty.
All right. Take care.
You too.
All right, thanks. All right. That's Melanie Verstrady. So hit her up, check her out, work with her. Thank you, everybody. Again, if you want to check me out, RustyDiamond.net or hypnosisisgreat.com. Find whatever. I have a link tree thing on RustyDiamond.net. So that'll take you anywhere you want to go. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for listening and being here. And thank you, people who are doing this and who are listening to me say this. So thank you. Thank you. And that is the show. Man. Boom.
It's Rusty Diamond, motherfucker. It's Rusty Diamond, motherfucker.